If you could go ahead, Officer Roberts, and take us back to September 11th.
Okay. We're going to go back to my overtime day, and I was assigned as Unit 156, which is scheduled to be at the heliport at 10:45 for departing flights. So I was doing my reliefs and making my way through that, coming towards that side of the building. And I stopped at the south loading dock, and I relieved one. As I was sitting there, there's a TV that's right there, and all of a sudden a news flash came across the TV and said the World Trade Center has been bombed. And first thing that came to my mind is New York City, because I'm from New York, and I started thinking about my parents. So after I thought about it, I looked again. And they said that it was another plane coming on the television. And then my sergeant, Sergeant Woolridge, Woody, he called and he said, "Hey, Rob, listen, we're going to Threatcon Delta." As I hang up the phone, the plane hit the building. It all came at the same time. Watching the TV, it was like it was almost timed for preciseness. So as I hung up the phone and I ran to the center of the dock and I looked up, and I saw another plane flying around the south parking lot. It's about like 9:11 in the morning. And then there was dust and stuff coming from the ceilings, and you could hear people screaming. So what I did was I turned around and I drew out my weapon. I didn't know what was going on. I thought we was being invaded. I didn't know what was happening. So I ran back into the south loading, and I started forcing people out of the building, because it was a big responsibility. Each officer had a big responsibility of their certain areas, wherever they worked at, that's where they were responsible. And that south loading dock, that day I was responsible for the whole area right there. Yeah, regardless if I was giving a guy a bathroom break or not, but my duties was to enforce the law and order and regulate evacuation procedures as necessary, and that's just what I did.